Imagine you're a Middle Eastern man more than 2,000 years ago. You spend your time working the land and tending to sheep to produce food for your family. Every chance you get, you dedicate to the traditions and practices that were given to you by your father and his father before him. Now imagine foreign invaders want to come in and take your land and prevent you from practicing your religion. This has been the standard of Jewish experience since the beginning of us. I imagine that all of you have experienced anti-Semitism of this kind in some form in your lifetimes, whether this be through interactions online or through face-to-face encounters, particularly in the aftermath of the events that unfolded on October 7th, we found ourselves confronting a heightened wave of anti-Semitism. This surge in prejudice behavior is more intense and widespread than anything we faced previously. It has affected us all, forcing us to navigate through these increasingly challenging and distressing times. The rise in online anti-Semitism has reached levels that many of us would have previously thought unimaginable. This amount of escalation has been so severe that numerous individuals within my community now feel a heightened sense of danger when it comes to expressing their Jewish identity or engaging in activities related to the Jewish community. The intensity and the intensity of the wave of anti-Semitism have created an atmosphere where many of us have felt increasingly unsafe expressing our Judaism and participating in the Jewish community. I, like many of you, began to feel uncomfortable associating myself with fellow Jews and expressing my Judaism in any way in fear of harassment. This significantly hindered my enthusiasm in going to my Jewish school and demonstrating my involvement in BBYO entirely. Social media threats like those warning of a day of jihad made me feel unsafe just attending school, and it made me want to express the things that made me look Jewish less. It called into question what I felt was my Jewish identity. Things I had previously associated with my Judaism, like attending and practicing BYO, I no longer felt comfortable participating in. However, people in my community helped me realize that I was in a safe place, and that I shouldn't let people who are anti-Semitic stop me from being Jewish. They made me realize that in a better world, everyone would express themselves and their identity to the fullest extent. So what's preventing us from doing so now? If I truly was in danger, I could rely on the people in my community to keep me safe. I realized that the most important thing to me in expressing my Judaism was just being active in the Jewish community. People like security guards help protect us, and people in my community research the validity of threats made so that I should feel safe to be Jewish. If we all do our part in making our community feel safe, like showing ourselves that we do not truly need to be afraid, or actually protecting ourselves in our community, then we're stronger together. If we are open about our Judaism, then other people will realize that we are Jewish, which gives us the ability to break misconceptions and be a good representative of our community. The recent surge in anti-Semitism, both online and in our communities, has undeniably challenged and frightened many Jewish people, threatening our sense of safety and belonging. Threats and harassment can lead us to struggle with expressing our Jewish identity. However, the unwavering support and protection within our community should lead us to take comfort in our identity. By proudly embracing and expressing our Jewish identity, we stand united and strong. This solidarity is our most potent tool against anti-Semitism, demonstrating that together we can create a safer and more accepting world where everyone can freely express their identity without fear. That's it.